Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
When I wake up in the morning, yeah.
Yeah.
All I see is you.
All I see, baby.
Get on my knees and thank God for my blessings. 'Cause what we got is true,
it's true. Yeah.
A real love,
real love,
a real trust,
real trust,
a real woman,
woman.
Can't get enough,
hold up.
A real sex,
real sex.
I'm making love,
making love.
A real money,
real money.
We do it all, take you all around the world with me, girl, I believe in you, count that money, I go get it, yeah, baby, that's how we do, I own a mission for position, hold me down, no one above you, that's why.
This is your girl, Andrea Morrell, and I want to welcome everybody to another great episode of The Brunch. Now, yesterday, last night on the Dollhouse Radio Show, we had a conversation about fraud and internet fraud and false identity and the Catfish TV show that's premiering now on MTV every Monday, you guys. You can check out the scheduling. I think it comes on at 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, somewhere in that time, Eastern Standard Time at least. I'm on TV, MTV, so make sure you check out your listening for that TV show. But we had a conversation about that last night, and I know I came right in talking about this, but I just got to say this. I'm very upset because after that whole conversation last night, we had a big topic last night about fraud and internet fraud. Now it gets to the point where, you know what, some guys are so stupid that if you guys fall for the okie doke and you believe that, you know, you're talking to these fake pages without seeing if it's really that person, then really, honestly, I think it's on you. I think that it's really up to you. It's on you, and you look stupid for sitting there talking to people you don't even know that it's a real person. So because of that, you know what? I don't have nothing else to say. I'm going to take care of my business, and I will be talking to an attorney on tomorrow regarding this issue because it's getting out of hand. I just had somebody hit me up on my Facebook page, my only Facebook page, which is I Am Mika Brown, which everybody knows that's my real name. And it's really not hard to find because you can go get that on Wikipedia. And some guy hit me up, and he's like, after I posted this numerous times on my Facebook, you know, it just some people are just crazy. Some people just don't want to believe stuff. And he was just like, I know you, don't I? And I'm like, how do you know me? So he starts going on and talking and conversating, and then he's like, from Skype. Number one, let's get this straight. Let me just end this right here. And let me just say it once again for the 10,000th time. I do not Skype. I barely Skype with my mother, okay? So the only time that I Skype is with family. That is it. I don't even actually, matter of fact, we use Uvo, okay? So let's get that straight. We don't even use Skype. But the last time I actually Skype was with my mom. But we use Uvo now. So we don't even Skype. I use Uvo. And that's for my family. That's it. So if you got somebody that's using fake Skype names, and I asked him a question, I said, did this person ever get on the phone? I mean, on the camera. He never answered back, which I'm pretty sure his answer was no, because you did not see this face get on camera, sweetheart. Do it look like this face, me at Sexy India on Twitter, has the time of the day to speak to random guys. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to anybody, but I'm sorry. Look at me. I'm a pretty girl. Like I said last night, I'm petite. I look good. Do it look like I really will be on the phone talking to random guys? Random guys on Skype, not getting on camera? And, sweetie, if I was on Uvo or Skype with you, believe me, I have a camera. We have many cameras, like I said last night, at my house. So I would have got on camera. You would have saw me on camera. So I'm tired. I'm so tired and sick of these dumb guys. You're so dumb. You, it's your fault now. If you sit here and talk to these fake pages and you go along with it and you want to fantasize that it's me, if that's okay, go ahead, fantasize that it's me, because I'm letting you know it's not me. So you're basically probably sitting talking to some big fat chick or some big fat guy that's gay. So, you know, if that's what you want to do and you want to talk and talk to people that you don't know but you wish it was me, because, sweetie, you would never talk to me just on random, because I don't talk to random guys. So if anybody take offense to that, I don't care. I don't care. Because if you think that I just give out my information just like freely, then you got me effed up. So anyways, welcome to the brunch. I don't want to start the show off like that. It is a Sunday, but some people just piss me off. I just feel like, you know what, enough is enough, and I'm just going to put that out there. I'm putting it on blast. So if you dumb guys continue to talk to these fake pages that I told you that weren't mine, then go ahead, talk to them. Talk to them. I hope you talk to them all night. Talk to them all night on the phone, because it's not me, and it would never be me. I would never talk to you. I would never talk to somebody I don't know. I don't know you. You didn't meet me out on the street. You didn't meet me in, like, at the store. You didn't meet me at the club. So why the fuck I'm going to talk to you on Skype? We never met. So get over it. Sorry, I'm not the real fantasy, and continue to talk to the fake person. So great, congratulations. Last night I put the fake person, at my stalker that's been stalking me, I put their phone number up on Twitter. So you guys have that phone number. Let me see. I'm going to go to my Twitter right now. I'm going to give that number out again so you guys can have that person. For all the guys who want to imagine that it's me, because it's not. So I'm going to give you the fake number. This number was given to me by one of my fans who said he talked to this person for a minute, and he said when he hit me up on Twitter, he thought it was me. I confirmed that that's not my number. He was talking to this person for a while. So you guys have to be careful. This number of the fake person we're talking about is 323-338. 2414. That's the number. So if you guys out there want to call this person and ask them why they're pretending to be India, go ahead, do it. 323-338 2414. For all the guys out there who want to fantasize and act like it's still me, it's not me. Sorry, sweetie, I'm sorry. But you will never have the number because you're random and I didn't meet you, like, out somewhere. I'm sorry. It is what it is. And if anybody want to get offended by that, I don't give a fuck. So, anyways, let me see. Let's bring in my co-host. Hi, Martin. How are you? I tried to start the show off good. I tried to be nice. It's Sunday. But you know what? I'm pissed off because I really – Martin, you know me. How – do it look like I would sit on Skype without a camera, as much technology I have in my house? Do you think I would sit on Skype and conversate with somebody off camera? I believe that's suspect. That's saying that it's not me, duh. Why the person never gets on camera? Because it's a fake, you dumbass. It's a fake.
Okay, everybody, and good afternoon, Andrea. I just came from church. I feel so refreshed.
Great.
I have the love of the Lord in me right now. And we have $150 in the dollhouse cussing jar.
Well, you might as well get that cussing jar ready because I'm about to cuss more.
Hey, we're going to be adding some more, I see. But, yeah, these guys, come on now, fellas.
Oh, my gosh. Look, and he just hit me. He said, do you have a profile on X? He said, do you have a profile? He said, do you have a profile on X videos? Now, anybody who knows me right now, oh, Lord, let's go. Anybody who knows me know damn well I don't even do porn anymore. Why the fuck would I be on a site called X Videos? I would not be on no fucking tacky site like that. One, if I'm gonna promote porn, I can promote my own shit. I don't need to be on X Videos.
Thank you, and get paid.
Right. What the fuck? What do you guys think? Do you really think I look like that type of chick? No, that's a fat bitch pretending to be me. I don't look like I would sit on no porno site. I'm not getting paid for this shit. Is she getting paid? Please let her be getting paid for this. Because it's no way you think you random motherfuckers think that I'm just going to be sitting here talking to your random ass. I don't give a fuck if you're mad at it. I don't care. But it's no way. It's no way you're going to catch me on none of these sites. Mocha Space, any of those tacky ass sites, I'm letting you know right now, it is fake. It is not me. Get over it. It's done. It's over. Please, if you hit me up, anybody else hit me up, and they're like anything, like, oh, are you on this site? I'm blocking your ass. You know what? Because I've said it enough on my radio show. I said it enough on my Twitter page. I said it enough on Facebook. And if your dumb ass ain't got it yet, block. I'm blocking your ass. I do not give a F. That's it.
What a
life talking
to a man. Huh? There's a good chance they're talking to a man, too.
Oh, no, I think it is. We already said that. We were saying that because that's why they don't get on camera. And we said, because the number we called last time, I think we did it on the Dollhouse show, it was like a girl-guy voice that answered. It sounded like a gay guy, but he can sound like a girl. So you motherfuckers are talking to a guy on the phone that's pretending to be me? You fucking you don't even know who it is. I just don't get it. Even if it is a girl, you're talking to a girl that's a fake me. It's not me. X video? What the fuck is that? What is that, Marty? Is that a video site? I would not be on a site like that. That is stupid.
Well, allegedly,
really?
I heard, it is one of those adult film sites. Allegedly.
Oh,
I mean,
my gosh.
I mean, it's not
so
like
adult stars be on those sites? Because I'm a motherfucking star. And why would I be on a random, once again, let me flex who I am. Because I would not be on a random. That's random to me. Anything random, anything below what I have created for myself. Are you serious? Do you think I would communicate with people I don't know just sitting there on a computer like some fat loser? Get the fuck out of here. If you really believe that, then you guys deserve to be talking to that person. So, congratulations.
Hold on. How many guys actually gave money?
I don't know. Actually, I lost count.
That's stupid.
That is stupid. That's stupid.
I mean,
you're
just giving money to women and you ain't never met them. You don't know nothing about them.
Seen them. You didn't
never
even have to meet them. You could have said, get on camera. You know, if you're going to send somebody money, right, at least get on camera. Say, get on camera. I need to see
you.
Who does that? Who sends money to somebody
you
ain't never seen?
You have no independent verification that this person is who they say they are.
Thank you. Thank you.
You deserve
all the technology. Yeah, with all the technology we have today, everybody has a Skype. Everybody has a smartphone. Even if you don't have a smartphone, everybody has access to a camera. So you're telling me that this person, somebody, one of the guys said, the girl said she didn't have a camera. Do you think India Morrell, do you think that sexy India, I would not have a camera in my house? I have iPhones. I have two fucking cameras on my iPhone. Do you think I wouldn't have a camera? Are you
serious? She got a pink dog, everybody. She got a pink dog, for goodness sake.
I have a pink dog. Right, and I have a brown
dog. Why would she?
I have a brown one, too. Right. Why wouldn't I have
a
phone?
Thank you.
Thank heaven
the other one isn't pink. But I'm just saying, she would have a camera, fellas. She would show you who she is. You know?
This is so funny to me.
And if anybody ever heard your voice, nobody can fake that voice.
Yes. Right.
Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if they looked at your films, you've talked in your films. That voice is very distinctive.
Yes.
So come on, fellas. Come on, get it right, man. Get it right.
It is get it right. Because after a while, like at first it was like, this person is funny. But now it's to the point where, like, I don't really feel sorry for the guys no more. At first I was feeling bad for the men, but I feel like if you are that lonely and you're that fucking lonely that you have to sit there on the phone and talk to somebody you don't know and you never seen and you're thinking it's me.
Yeah.
Really?
Sad. It really
With
is.
All the technology we got in the world, you did not tell this person one time to get on camera. Won't you get on camera if it's you, India? What the fuck? If they didn't get on camera because it's not them, you dumbasses. You know what? It's not even, I'm not going to even blast the girl no more. I'm going to blast you guys because it's on you now because you're stupid. You're the stupid ones out there thinking that it's somebody else. You're sitting here thinking it's me and you're talking to a fake and instead of confirming it, you know, one guy told me he talked to this person for like over a year. And I don't know if I told you this story, but he hit me up on Twitter. He said, where are you at? I said, huh? I said, what are you talking about? He said, man, you had me to come all the way to L.A.? Now, look, this girl done told this guy to come all the way to L.A. She going to get him in the porn business. I said, I didn't tell you that. I said, sweetie, I never met you in my life. He said, are you serious? I said, no. I said, what was their number? I said, give me some information. What email, this and that? He gave me the number. He gave me, like, you know, he was like, I talked to you, this and that. I said, no. I said, sweetie, you got to be careful. And I felt bad for that guy because I felt like he really thought it was me, you know? And I just think, come on now. And it's getting kind of hard for this person now because of my radio show. And because of the radio show, I can blast it and I can talk about it. And it's coming out of my mouth. So it's different now, you know, and I think that's what I'm going to have to do. If I have to do that every motherfucking show to let these dumbasses and this dumb person over here that's trying to suck my life, let you guys know that it's not me, like, so you can move on. Like, come on, why would I talk to people I don't know? And I'm not being mean when I say that, Martin. I'm just saying if you met me out in the street and I was like, oh, you cool, hey, yeah, okay, maybe, oh, exchange numbers or something. But, no, you can't just meet me on the Internet, sweetie. It's protocol to all this stuff. You can't just come on Twitter and say, India, give me your number. Get the fuck out of here, really? I'm not that chick. Come on, get that. I'm not that chick. It ain't that easy, boo. It's not that easy. Let me see. So, yeah, I'm sorry, you guys. I know it's Sunday, and a lot of people out there went to church today, and I apologize again because usually on Sundays I'm calm, I'm relaxed, and I'm cool. It's a great day, but you know what? I was really pissed off. That really pissed me off.
Don't worry about it. I'm dipping oil and putting it on my head and right now as we speak. My mom got some blessed oil, so I'm just dipping it and putting it on my
head. Can you put some on the phone and bless me? Bless my mouth.
I got my mouth on the phone as we speak. Oh, my Lord, that didn't come out right.
Oh, gosh, I can't believe you.
Come out right.
Martin, oh, my gosh, you are just.
Anyway. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know. What church you went to?
I went actually to my hometown church. Of course, everybody, I'm on vacation in St. Louis visiting my family, and I went to Christian Faith Center,
yes,
which is my childhood home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Bishop Melvin Dunn, Pastor Gustine. Pastor Gustine, day to day. They have known me since I was a kid. They changed my diapers. They've seen me grow
up. A big haired little boy, right?
Yes.
Let me
guess.
Yes.
And my mother's birthday, we celebrated her birthday Friday night. But actually, her birthday is on Monday. Her official birthday is on Monday. So we got
happy birthday, Mom.
My mother's birthday is Monday, and then Bishop's birthday is next week. So his is next week. So they are all celebrating their birthday back to back. So everybody's getting hooked up with gifts.
Wow. So I'm so I'm excited that you're at home right now and you're visiting family. Isn't this the greatest time of the year? Like, I love Christmas time.
Yes, it is.
You know, between November and December, it's always, like, fun to be home and, like, you know, visit family and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we ain't getting no snow here in St. Louis, so I'm not mad about that.
Right.
Well, it's been cold compared to Atlanta. It's been very cold here. In like the 30s or 40s, so.
Oh, wow. My
great niece is actually giving me, she's giving me a cough.
Mm-hmm.
My niece's youngest child, she is like, she's a little, what I call it, she like giving out her sugar. She's always kissing on me. And she had a little cough.
You know the little kids carry germs. Because the kids carry germs, little bad little kids.
Oh, my Lord.
They carry those little germs.
She is so affectionate, and she always want to get picked up and always want to kiss on you. And I'm like, now I got a little cough now.
The chat room is open, everybody, so you guys can come in the chat room. I just opened it so you guys can come in here, chat with us. If you want to sign up for a Blog Talk account, you don't have to be a DJ or a host to come in and chat with us. You can sign up at blogtalkradio.com, and it takes about 2 minutes. And you can come back to the Dollhouse Radio and chat with us inside the chat room. I'm also live on my Facebook right now. I am Mika Brown, and I'm also live on my Twitter at SexyIndia. You guys can come and chat with me. I'm interactive today, so we're good. Also, call in 646-595-4038. We definitely want to talk to you. We have open lines all day. Make sure you you press 1 if you want to talk. If you don't press 1, we don't know you want to talk. So make sure you press 1.
Stop making, you know, and stop making, you know, these little fantasies.
What fantasies?
India entity fantasies that you're talking to her. You're talking to a guy. You're talking to a tranny.
You're talking to a transsexual. Right.
I'm telling you, crying game, baby, is real out there.
One guy told me that. This one guy, he was funny. He screenshot the conversation of him and her texting, right? This is like it's kind of weird because, like, I've been given two different numbers, but this was maybe a few months ago because this person changed their number because it was another L.A. number, right? And he screenshot the message that they went back and forth, and he said, "This is not true." I said, "No, that is not my number. My number starts with 310. I don't have a 323, okay?" And he said that
you shouldn't have said that, because now when he's nuts, they're going to get a 310 number.
Oh, yeah, I shouldn't have said that. Well, still, it don't matter, because if you know me, you know my number, and you know damn well it's, you know, I really, you know what, honestly, I shouldn't have said that, but there we go, some dumbass. You're right,
mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have said that. Damn, stalkers are stalkers.
If she don't ask for a brush, I ain't going to say that either, because they're going to be asking for a brush.
Yeah, because we already said it. They probably tune into the show. I'm pretty sure this stalker tunes into my show.
Yeah, lurking in the background.
Lurking in the background, trying to see what's up with me, what I'm saying, what I'm doing. But the only thing that's real funny that you notice, that this person does things that you can tell it's not me, because they're still living their life on, like, adult sites. I don't do porn anymore. So why are you still on adult sites? I would never been on adult sites, even if I was in porn, because I wouldn't have to do that. Because I was in, you know what I'm saying? I had enough work and enough stuff going on where I didn't have to do the extra shit. So why are you on adult size? That's making you obvious. So if you was trying to be me for real, you wouldn't do that. So why are
exactly.
you on adult size, you idiot? You're on adult size. That's stalker number one. That's like, you know, you're revealing that you're not me. So, I mean, it is
like
what
that,
it is.
Yeah, like that candy Negro girl. That size that she would be on.
Right. Exactly. Like, could you imagine me? Someone said, are you a mocha space? Hell no. Remember we were talking the other night and you said something about Black Planet? I never
was
on Black Planet, ever. When it was popular, I never was on Black Planet.
Back in the day, Black Planet.
Never.
Black Voices.
Mm-mm.
You. And then, of course, right after that, you had MySpace. And then, of course, Facebook came right after that. But, yeah, you had all these sites.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The catfish is real, people. The catfish stuff is real.
The catfish is real, you guys. And it's real funny because the guys don't. I asked this guy today on Facebook to call in. I said, well, why don't you call in? Tell us your story. Or, you know, just call in. He was like, why would I call in to yourself? Because, you fucking idiot. Because. Why wouldn't you call in? So you could tell your story to other people so people won't get fucking catfish, you dumbass. He's like, why would I call in? Because you just told me that you thought you were talking to me on Skype. So that's why you should call, idiot.
He's embarrassed.
But why be embarrassed when you don't have to say your name? You could just tell your story and say, look, this happened to me. I hope it don't happen to somebody else. Because I feel like if it was me, I would want to talk and I would want to comment on it because I experienced it. So that somebody else wouldn't have to go through it. Huh?
You want them little voice things like the dudes on 60 Minutes. You know how when they don't want anybody to know it, they actually, you know, all the and then I saw the paperwork.
Right.
And
then we can black your face out.
Stupid hat on. They put that stupid hat on and the glasses. And it's just like, come on. It's like the dude on First 48 who's in the back seat of the car snitching. You see his jacket, his leather jacket with all his initials on there, but they got his face blotted out. It's like, dude.
No.
Know that Jimmy. We know that little Jimmy snitching.
Hey, I see one of those mob shows. And he was like, he left the mob or he left some little, you know, whatever. It was a Mexican gang or something, you know, mafia. And he was talking, and I can see his whole outline of his face. And I'm sitting there like, do he know that I can see him? Like, if anybody would know somebody, like, who can recognize, like, oh, that's such and such, that's Paco. You can see his face. I'm like, wow, I can see his face. It's, like, obvious. So, Oh, yesterday we talked about, we had a few hot topics yesterday. One, we talked about gun control. That's the most craziest thing because we stayed on that topic for a long time, and actually we talked about the fraud and catfish thing. But we did talk about gun control because of the situation that happened on Friday. Everybody know about what happened, what took place at the elementary school in Newton, Connecticut. someone called in and made a comment about the gun control issue, and they were saying that, and I agree with them, they were saying that, you know, the law should be just, and was that you, Bolex, was that you said that?
Yeah, I think that was me. Yeah, right before
You were commenting.
Yeah, Ari called me a Nazi because I'm in the NRA.
Right, we talked about the NRA, but we also said something about, like, they should make stronger laws of the gun control. Instead of, like, taking guns out of people's hands, I think that it should be harder for people to get. You know, the law should just become a little more, you know, they should do more background checks. I think somebody said something about, like, even a a mental evaluation of each person who's going out, you know, to try to get a gun. I think that should take place. You know, they should try to, you know, see what these people, you know, what their minds are, like, you know, what they're thinking, and, you know, see if a psychiatrist maybe can sit down with you before you go get a certain type of gun. You know, I don't think just because you check out with your with no warrants or with a clean background, you should not be able to go get a gun. What do you think?
Well, I will say this. I had a friend of mine who I went to high school with. His father had a federal firearms license.
Yeah.
And the thing is, in order to get a federal firearms license, which means you can buy those machine guns those high power weapons, you have to go through a lot. You got to go through psychological checks.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go through all sorts of things. Now, me, myself, I'm a hunter. I have a handgun. I have a rifle. And matter of fact, give me a new one next year. Give me a brand new gun. Go to a gun show next year and give me a brand new one. But, in order to get just a regular handgun, like a 9mm,
yeah.
like the guy used
mm-hmm.
at the school, you
mm-hmm.
really just have to go through regular checks.
Yeah,
you
just
know,
like, I think it's like a warrant, background check,
yeah.
right? Okay.
Yeah, you just go through a background check. They check everything, make sure that you
mm-hmm.
don't have any domestic violence
right.
on your record, that you don't have any assault, you know, any kind of felonies whatsoever. You can't get a gun. And,
yeah.
and the thing is, in order to have a carry permit, which you can have in Georgia, you have to go through even more background checks. So it's not like if people think it's easy to get a gun. The easiest way to get a gun is to get it illegally.
Well, it was easy for me to get, because I don't have a bad background, no criminal background.
Exactly.
So when I got mine,
yeah.
it was very easy for me to get mine. But I'm saying for somebody else who's like me, but say if they're mentally ill, where they have a clear background, but they can still go purchase a 9, or they can go purchase a gun still because they don't have a background. But
I think they still make it a little tighter. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, you're right. If they haven't, and the thing is, unfortunately, that's one of these things that it would be very hard because
right.
a lot of people, you know, a lot of times people can be crazy or they can just snap and you just never know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Something just happened. I got fired from my job. You know something? I feel like killing everybody
yeah.
at the job.
You know what? You know what? I think everybody has that I had it and that's it button inside of them. So you know what? You can't really tell when that button might go off. But I just don't know. I just think that people who do what this guy did the other day, I don't think I have that. I don't think I have that button where I would go kill kids. Do you get what I'm saying? So. I think that was a situation where he was,
yeah.
you know, he was mentally ill before this, and he
the
had depression
was, yeah, yeah,
and a lot
yeah,
of things going
just
on.
Just went off. Yeah, the switch
right,
just
exactly.
went off, and it
mm-hmm.
dude. And the thing is, unfortunately, in a situation like that, and of course, you touched on last night on the Dahlhoff program about
yes.
you had a
mm-hmm.
guy in China, 22 kids,
injured, yes,
and
yes,
he didn't use a gun. He used a knife.
No, he used a knife.
You know?
Exactly.
He did almost as much damage as this guy with a knife.
Right.
And the thing
yeah.
is, unfortunately,
uh-huh.
when you have somebody who is bound and determined to do harm on somebody,
they're going
to
do it. They're going
really,
to find a way to do it.
They're going to find a way to do it.
No,
there's
nothing you can do.
I saw a quote early this morning before I went to church.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman. I don't agree a lot on Morgan. He be saying a lot of off the wall stuff, but I do think that he made a very good point.
Right.
That these guys are looking for fame and fortune, and the media
yeah.
give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
He said that you know the names of the guys who commit these crimes, but you never
right.
know the names of the victims. They don't
yeah.
focus on the victims. They focus on these nuts that did it. And so now these guys are up in the body count so they can be famous.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So maybe we need to stop talking about the nutcases and start focusing on these victims.
Right. No, you're right, because we
and
also said
our,
last
hey.
Night, we said last night that some people they sometimes do things to kind of get noticed. They want to go out with a bang. They
yeah.
want to be known for something. And a lot of these killings are copycats. If you noticed
yes.
the shooting in the movie theater, then you had this, and then you had the guy in China, like, and then you had the guy in Vegas on the same day. So you have a lot of people out there that are really, they really seeking attention. They want to be known for something. I don't know why, but it seems like these people needed a hug. They needed somebody to talk to them. They wanted to be known and noticed. So, you know. On CNN the other day, the reporters were saying, pay attention, and I kept retweeting that. Pay attention. Sometimes you have to pay attention to your loved ones, the special ones, the ones that, you know, might be going through something, and you have to pay attention, you know, because it might be their time to just crack, and they, you know, it might be like, you
exactly.
know, that tipping point. So you got to pay attention to your loved ones, to people who are going through something. So, because I think this could have been... it could have been prevented. But I think nobody really wanted to look at, you know, oh, he okay, oh, such and such okay, and, you know, but he wasn't okay. He killed 20 kids.
Not. Yeah,
right, he's
his
not.
Parents, killed his parents,
mm-hmm.
killed grandma.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
this dude was bound and determined to commit an evil act.
No, he was. It's different when you kill yourself because it's like, okay, you took your own life. But when you turn around and take kids, a kid, like one kid life, but now 20 kids, that's a whole lot. That's a whole different ballgame. Then you had last week, we've been talking about suicide for a couple weeks now because you had the last show. We talked about Javon killing himself and his baby mother. Right. So this is it's definitely something going on with people in the world that I can't put my hands on and my finger. I can't point it out and say exactly what's wrong, but something is definitely going on where people are definitely losing faith. People are definitely, you know, they don't have nothing to live for anymore. And I really think it's sad, and it saddens me a lot, just definitely when you bring kids into the picture, you know?
Yeah, my mother cried twice.
No, really.
Yeah, she cried twice.
No, I believe. Yeah, because it could have been her kid. Right.
Oh, my Lord. She told my niece, she said, you are homeschool my great-grandkids.
Right.
She said if I got a homeschooling myself, she said she don't want my niece sending her kids to school. Cause
right.
Just,
but you know what?
You know,
but you know what I think about that, though, Martin? You can't be afraid, though. I think fear is a distraction, and you cannot be afraid. So when you have people to do, like, killings in the movies and this, that, people start to get afraid. They start to become afraid to go places and afraid to attend things because they think it's going to happen. And I always felt in my heart that, you know, you can't. You just got to move on with life, and life goes on. And I'm not going to be afraid to get on a plane because of terrorists or whoever ran those planes, you know, down. I'm not going to be afraid to get on the plane. I'm not afraid to go into the movie theaters because that's not going to stop my life because of this one lunatic. You get what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I feel like you can't do that. You got to move
on.
You can't live
your life in fear.
That's right.
But
you can't live.
When I do get on a plane, I'm telling you this, and it may be wrong. you know what I'm talking about to say. When I see a certain folk get on that plane,
oh,
I got my eye
racist.
On them the whole time. I'm sorry.
You're profiling the guy.
If it was red-headed white boys that took the planes down, I'd be looking at red-headed white boys when they get on the plane. But I see somebody get on a plane and they still go, my plane.
But when 9/11 happened, I remember I had to fly like a little bit after that. We had to fly and I had to go do something on the East Coast. And I remember getting on the plane like with this attitude, like, all right, I don't want no bullshit. And I remember it was a guy, he came on the plane with him and his friend with a wrap on his head, and I'm not racist, but I'm not going to lie, during this time, I turned around and I was literally looking at him the whole flight almost, like, when he goes to the bathroom, I'm getting up too. No, when you go to the bathroom, we both going, I'm going to stand in line too, because I want to know how long you in there, how long, what you doing, why you keep getting up, like, come on. So I was a little antsy during that time, but, you know, I felt like, you know. Hey, you can't do that. You can't profile people. It's not fair. So, you know. But, yeah. Oh, and I was on the plane one time. It was, like, right after 9/11. And they didn't tell us that this plane was stopping in L.A. And it was going on to somewhere in the Middle East. But it was a whole plane of them. And I said, what the hell? And we flew from New York to L.A. I was so upset. It was so upset. Oh, gosh. I couldn't cancel my flight to get on another one, though. So I was just like,
But you weren't sleeping on that flight.
I didn't go to sleep. I don't actually sleep on planes.
No, I
don't really go to sleep.
I wouldn't.
No,
I wouldn't go to
not
sleep.
No more. I'm up during the whole flight. I'm looking around when the stewardess sit down. I'm the stewardess. I take shifts. I'm looking around. Okay, anybody up? That I'm supposed to be up. Why you walking so much, old man? Okay, sit your ass down.
Don't start to praying and talking in that other language. Nah,
right.
Player. I'm about to get you.
Right.
To get you.
If you guys are just tuning in, you're tuned into The Brunch. I'm in Dan Morrell. I'm here with my co-host Martin C. We're live right here on Dollhouse Radio. Now, it's a lot of stuff that's happening right now. I know they just had the nominations were given out the other day for, what was it, for the Academy Awards or the Oscars? What was it, Academy Awards?
I think it was the Grammys.
No, the Grammys. I'm talking about the acting world, though.
I believe it's
the Academy Awards,
I
don't
think it's the Academy Awards. I thought it might
have
been
the Oscars.
Golden Globes.
That's it. I'm so sorry, you guys. Golden Globes.
Golden Globes, that's the precursor to the Oscars.
To the Oscars. Now, they gave out the noms for the Golden Globes, and Jamie Foxx sat down with, he did an exclusive interview for the December-January issue of Vibe magazine, and he talked about racism inside in Hollywood, and that sometimes you almost have to be white to get work. And I know Ari made a comment last night. Did you hear when she was always talking about that? We were talking about the Jamie Foxx comment.
Yeah, but Jamie gets plenty of work.
He does. That's what Ari was saying. Like, how can he
work?
He does.
And
I can see if it was somebody else, you know.
You know, since Ray, and, you know, he's been doing hit and missing. He's pulled what I call a Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg, after winning that Oscar, she was picking some questionable roles.
Yes.
And the thing is, that's why I always say, look at Denzel. Find me a bad movie that he did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very hard to find it. And the thing is, him and his wife have their own production company. He goes out to find movies.
Right.
And a lot of these movies aren't necessarily made for, quote-unquote, black characters.
Right.
The Pelican Brief is one that was a role that character wasn't supposed to be black. The Pelican Brief. That wasn't supposed to be. I read the book. That wasn't supposed to be a black character. That was supposed to be a white character.
Mm-hmm.
But he got the role because he's a great actor.
No, he's definitely a great actor.
And then, of course, The Book of Eli.
Yeah, The Book of Eli, great movie.
That's one he did himself. Remember the Titans, another one he did himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Denzel
mm-hmm.
creates, he goes out, and he doesn't wait for Hollywood to say, hey, Denzel, let's do this role. No, he goes out, he does what Tyler Perry does. He goes out and he finds projects that he wants to do.
Yeah, that he wants to do.
And he has a standard that he sets.
Mm-hmm.
And he has gotten to that point now where it's like, he pretty much do whatever he wants.
No, right. You're right. And I think he's a different type of actor, you know, where Jamie Foxx is more, he has a lot of other stuff going with radio, with music, with a lot of other things. And I think that he kind of waits for the role that's given to him that he wants to take, where, like you said, where Denzel is more hands-on, where he can sit and pick and choose, like, okay, this year, I'll wait till next year to do another, you know, movie, because this is what I want to do. So, and it's more him producing and his picking what he wants to do. So I definitely, I like that. I love that
and
about
he directs,
Denzel.
He directs, he produces,
is.
He acts.
Yeah,
I mean,
he does.
I mean, he's like De Niro.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And even De Niro gives, you know, Denzel more props.
Right.
He's mad he hasn't done a film with Denzel. He said, we got
to
find
Shout
something
out
in and
De Niro.
Do something.
De Niro.
Thank you. You know De Niro loves him some black folks.
No, he sure do. He was at AVN one year. No, he was at AVN one year. And I was so happy to see him. He was at AVN one year, and everybody was, like, surprised to see that he was there. But he's very down-to-earth, very cool person. And he has a black wife. If anybody didn't know that out there, and he definitely he loves
with
black people.
But chocolate. He don't fool with nothing but chocolate. I'm serious. He don't even do light skin. He don't do caramel.
Oh, wow.
He do chocolate.
Wow.
Remember he dated Naomi Campbell.
Yeah.
Remember he dated Naomi Campbell. So I mean, he like his chocolate dark. He like him some India dark chocolate.
Okay, now you're going too far.
Like I said, what Jack would say, you know, call you like the charcoal or something.
You like the chocolate.
Shout out to the infamous Jack.
Shout out to infamous Jack. He's been out on the road working his ass off because he has not been at the dollhouse. Let me see. We're going to take a quick break. I have a question that came through my Twitter. We're going to answer some phone calls, too. So make sure you guys call in 646-595-4038. It's time to do it now. I got a question from my Twitter. People want me to talk about it. So here we go, Martin. They want me to talk about next Friday, December the 21st, 2012, the supposedly end of the world. So we will be talking about that coming up next, you guys.
Thank you.
Make sure you guys stay tuned. We're going to be talking about December the 21st, 2012, coming right up next. I want to hear what their thoughts are, too, about it, because I definitely know what you're going to say about it.
Yeah, please.
But I
want to
hear what everybody else out there.
Yeah, please call. Come out your bunker and call us, please.
Oh, wow. You're just so disrespectful. Anyways, we'll be right back, you guys. We're going to talk about 2012. Right. So we'll be talking about that coming up next. We'll be right back. Here's Neo feature Fabulous and Diddy Should Be You. We'll be right back, you guys. Dollhouse Radio.
You know, things don't always go as they should. Right? Don't you hate a coulda, woulda, shoulda, nigga? Coulda did, woulda did, well you shoulda, nigga. If I had a dollar for every should be, know how rich I would be. Like they say, it is what it is, not what it could be. Can't cry, feel guilt over spilled milk. I'm too fly, I'm too cool, word to Versace silk. And my watch be filled with mad diamonds. I got good watches, just bad timing. The chick I met at the club was cute. Still feel like I'm getting brain from the substitute. Cause this ain't you, and that ain't me. Claim you happy, then why you so mad at me? Can't hold on to what you had, just what you got. You should be here,
I'm doing
but you're
it
not.
Again. What I told myself I would not do. Oh, it's 4:15 a.m. I'm sitting here drinking. Reminiscing on you. Oh, and how I used to let you smoke, even though I don't. You'd get blowed, then we both get low. As I lay here with some girl I don't know, in the back of my mind, 1,000,000 times, I tell myself it should be.
chains are flashing. For a night, back of us exchanging pain and passion. Romances, kinda like the phantom doors we used to ride. Cause it's trying to open up, it's like suicide. God teaches lessons every day. You was all I needed, like meth and Mary J. The sun don't shine forever. Anytime that we fall, that just means we just climb together. Guess we avoided what we could've went through. That don't change the fact that it should've been you.
Girl, it should've been
today some people want to talk about, and I know a lot of people want to talk about this subject because it's coming up, and you, I know many people have seen TV shows. I mean, in these last 2 weeks, have you noticed, Martin, on TV, like the History Channel and other channels, I noticed they're really promoting the apocalypse and just the Mayans. They're really promoting the end of the world, and that, you know, they're trying to research clues of what they were really trying to say. It's just a lot of, you know, speculation of what's going to happen on Friday. Now, after Friday, what I want people to do is when they, you know, if nothing happens, basically we're going to have the Dollhouse Show on Saturday. So that's going to be a very interesting show because a lot of people are getting prepared as we speak, because I watched a show called what is the show called? The people who, you know, they're building stuff and getting candy.
Doomsday Preppers.
Oh my god.
That show is hilarious. These people are serious. These people are serious business. They got the bunker, they got the food, they got the weapons, they got the gas masks, they got the doomsday suits.
Yes.
I mean, they ready.
But you know what? I'm not mad, though. I'm not mad because, honestly, I feel that you should always be prepared for anything because something could happen, not just on Friday. It can happen anytime. So I think you should always have some type of prep or some type of, like, you know, plan for emergency with your family. I honestly think that it could be an earthquake or anything, you know. So I think you definitely should have some plans for your family. But I'm not talking about for 2112. So, you know, I don't know. What's going to happen on Friday, I don't know. But I have read a lot on it. Have you read anything? Have you done research on December 21st?
Yeah, I have.
What they're trying to say about that date? Have you read about it?
Yeah, I've done some research on it.
Right.
And,
now it's a lot of facts, and there's a lot of things that's pointing towards, you know, something occurring on that day. You know, where the world, the Earth, our Earth, goes through, what is it called?
Galactic
cleansing. A cleansing. And this has happened many years ago, thousands and hundreds of thousands of years ago when the dinosaurs were around. And they're trying to say this is the same thing that's going to happen, I guess, next week, where when the dinosaurs, you know, became extinct because something happened then. So I don't know. I can't confirm anything because I feel like, you know, I don't live my life in fear, number one. So, you know, I kind of look at everything like, okay, that's good to know, and I'm prepared. But I'm not living, like, every day like, oh, my gosh, I can't, oh, gosh, Friday's coming. Like, that's not me. You get what I'm saying? Like, if something happened, it happened. If it don't, it don't. In 2000, if you guys remember, everybody was going crazy, and they were saying the lights were going to go off, the computers were going to be out.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go into the dark ages and
all
that.
Yeah, it's
going to
be
Millennium
dark.
Bug.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Let's take some calls. I want to hear what people have to say about
this. I want to hear what people
say. I know I'm a I'm a skeptic myself in some ways. In many ways, I, like I said, I do believe that we are in the end times, you know, not to
no,
be on
we
a biblical
definitely are.
Thing,
but see,
you know,
but you know what? Being people that's of, like, you know, our background that we, you know, we grew up in church. I know you grew up in church. I grew up in church, okay? I went to church every day. I had to be in church every day, Bible vacation, school, all of that. But I kind of feel like people are getting it mixed up with the end of the world, meaning the judgment
exactly.
and all that, versus, what can I say, like alignment and cleansing. That's a whole different thing. So I think people are kind of getting it mixed up. I think some people, even Christians, are thinking like that's when Jesus is coming back. And I'm like, one, it says it in the Bible, duh, that why would he, one, why would God give the day or the day when Jesus will return? Why would he give the date?
He said that nobody knows the day or the hour.
Nobody knows the day, the time, the hour. Right, exactly. So, you know, come on, you guys. That definitely is not the day he's coming back. But you have to realize that I do agree that something is going on. It's a lot of things that are going on in the world. You have to look at where we are today. A lot of people are, you know, becoming weak, and they're killing themselves. There's been a lot of suicide. So it is something going on, Martin. It is something. I can't put my finger on it.
Some of you folks, put your Kool-Aid down, please.
Yes.
Just put the Kool-Aid down. Put down your Jim Jones Kool-Aid. You know, don't take a sip just yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So
calm
let's
down.
Take some phone calls. Let's see. 773, welcome to the show.
Boris from Chicago.
Hi,
hey,
how are you?
Hey. I'm not going to steal a thunder from that, but, you know, if you put anything above, you know, God and what he can do, yeah, anything is possible with people out here nowadays. And,
that's
you know,
right.
With thinking is always in, there is no prediction to that. But I know what they should do, take some all this stuff and make some entertaining movies with it. That's what we need.
Oh, gosh.
No, we've had
they have made movies.
The Day After Tomorrow.
Yeah, they have made movies. 2012 and, you know.
Something better than that. I'm to my really get creative, you know.
Right.
Instead of all these.
But do you think that some of this stuff is distracting? Like it's like a fear, like kind of making people scared? Because a lot of people are really worried about. I had a few people hit me up and ask me, what do you think about next Friday? Do you think it's going to happen? Are you scared? Like, I know a lot of people who are very, afraid. They think something's going to happen. So, you know, what do you feel about it?
With me, I'm a God-fearing person. I don't get
that's
into
right.
all that stuff because that's putting, like I said, that's putting it above God. That's like witchcraft and different things that when you would get, that's like someone predicting something that God can't do. You know, so I can't get into that. People with weak minds. I don't believe in the science of it. I don't believe none of it. I mean, all I believe is that we're polluting the earth, and that's about it. You know, what we naturally are doing as humans. But as far as predicting the end, no. Ain't nobody get to say that. No one gets to do that. We just tearing it up. That's about it. We just destructive out here. But
no, we definitely are. I think it's a shift.
I
think it's
that.
Something going on, though. I don't know about the end of the world, but it definitely something is going on because I'm noticing a lot of people are becoming more aggressive. People are becoming more weaker. They, you know, it's just a change in people's personalities and what they didn't do before. You know, I mean, it was 3 killings on Friday alone that were major, like that was involving children, that involved children. So
people don't
care.
People don't care.
Right.
People don't care.
Right.
People don't have a what you call it. People don't care about life anymore.
Right.
You
know. Right.
That's it's us as humans. When you stop caring and when you give up on life, that makes you weak and that makes you subject to whatever is out here. You don't sound vulnerable. You go out here.
No.
You don't see. It comes down to seeking God and getting in the real church. Because when your mind get weak. And he have you out here, he have you out here doing some stuff.
No, you're
people
right.
Don't believe
you're
that.
Right. You're right.
You know,
and
people
stuff
don't believe
that. You probably never thought you would do.
Hey,
you're right.
People got so far away from the church is that at the end you have to pay back, and that's with your life.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? When you play with the devil, at the end, you know, you got to pay with your life.
No, you do.
And people
done
got so far away from the church.
For free.
And they don't, right. People done got so far away from the church, they done forgot.
Right. Right. I agree with you. I definitely agree. Martin, you're back on.
I just take it that serious. I just take it that serious.
Right.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
I agree with him. I definitely agree with you. I just want people to not fear. Like, whatever, if we wake up and something did happen, if something big happened, then you know what? If that's what's supposed to happen. But I think that you need to do your research and read into what the Mayans were saying. Because you know what? One thing about the Mayans, I will say this, they have predicted many things before. The Mayans were very spiritual people. As far as I know, I think that maybe they were saying something else, and I think some people kind of took it the other way and made it into a fear thing. Yeah, they kind of ran with it. No, I honestly, I don't know. Like, you know, so, I mean, we will never know because those people who predicted this are not here right now. So all I can say is just pray.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's all you can do.
Those Mayans were pretty pagan. I mean, these cats, they had a form of soccer or football that they played where the losing team got executed. So they were pretty out there.
Well, yeah, I watched a documentary the other day on the Mayans, and they went to one of the sites where, like, you know, they were and where they lived in their little city, and they showed some river that they would do the site that their sacrifices in. And they went to the bottom of the river, and they said this river has been unexplored for years. Nobody has went into this river because nobody really can get down there because it's so far. And they went under, and they had cameras. And do you know, when they went under there, it was amazing. Do you know how many bones and skeletons and stuff was in that the sea, period? It was like little kids to grown-ups. I mean, it was all kind of
people who were sacrificed.
Yeah, it was. But they say, you know, back in the days, that's what they did. They sacrificed kids. They sacrificed their people for certain things, like if, you know, the crop went bad or, you know, for more food and, you know, all kind of stuff. So these are the things they believed in. So I don't know. I did a lot of research on the Mayans, and I just think that people need to research and, you know, see for themselves. Don't believe everything you hear and what you see, like, you know, just because we say it. I think you should sometimes go take the research and go find it and look it up yourself. You know, that's what you got to do. You got to look it up yourself because I might be leaving something out. So definitely look it up yourself, research, and, you know, you take what you want from it. But I honestly, in my opinion, I feel like, is it the end of the world? No. God can only decide that, and it's not the end of the world. So guess what? I will see you guys on Saturday. let me see. Thank you so much, baby. I'm going to put you on hold. Let me see. Who else do we have? We have 404-791. Do you want to talk?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
you're strong with it too. No.
You might as well talk. You already said no. You don't want to talk?
No, I was just listening. No, I didn't really want to talk. I agree with what the brother said, though. Yeah.
Okay, you agree with what he said.
That.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate it. Okay, so you didn't want to say nothing. Okay, okay.
Nah, I think so.
Okay, he said no.
Hey, he said it with his chest, though. He said it like a man.
Yeah,
he said
it with his chest. It didn't come out of his throat. It was like his chest. 801, do you want to talk? 801?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Oh, this is Donovan.
Hi.
Hello.
From Twitter? You know me from Twitter? Donovan?
Yes. Hi.
Yeah, so what's up, girl?
Hey.
So about the end of the world thing, did you know some Chinese person out there made pods, and he's selling them for $50,000.
Really?
Yeah,
what?
So he's going to be pretty rich.
No, he is. I think that's the business I should have went into.
For real, right?
We should have like a dollhouse, you know.
A dollhouse.
We should have a dollhouse
shelter
or some apocalypse bomb shelter.
And you can get your customized.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You and Imani would like greet everybody coming into the pod, you know, with like
what?
Sexy lingerie on and some stilettos.
Yes,
hey,
what do you think about the extra package, extra platinum package.
Exactly, the platinum package.
What do you think about the 21st of next week? What do you think that's going to happen?
Well, I'll see them on the 22nd.
Hmm?
I'll see them on the 20th. I'll see everybody on the 22nd of December.
Thank you.
Exactly.
How about that?
There you go.
Right. Yeah, well, I'm
really
happy that a lot of people are not feeding into it, huh?
Yeah, like, really, I don't think nothing really is going to happen.
Right.
Most basically because it's, like, it's just a calendar. Like, nobody knows. Like, as God said in the Bible, no man knows till this hour or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, like, I don't think, like what you said, like, it's good to look for answers yourself.
Yeah, it is. And you take what you want from that answer you receive. And I kind of think that it's been many people in the past who tried to predict the end of the world. You had that reverend, preacher
Lord.
In
twice.
L.A., the old guy.
Twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did it twice.
He did it twice. And he said the world was going to end, I think, last year because I was in L.A. when the day came. And the day came and left. And then he said it again, like, a while ago. And I kind of think that proved to him and to everybody in the world that nobody knows the time nor date, because if that was the fact, if God told you the time when he was coming, then that would give everybody a chance to say, oh, I'm a forgive, you know, give forgiveness for
definitely.
All my sins, because I got to the 21st,
girl.
Right. So I feel like, come on, let's be real. He's just going to sneak up on you when you least expect it. So I don't think that the world is going to end on next Friday, but I will say this. I do think something is going on in the world. It's something going on. I don't know about the end of the world, but it's a shift of something.
Exactly.
I don't know. It's a lot of evil. It's a lot of, like, people are changing. Like, a lot of people are just going crazy. So it is something
most
going on, but I don't know.
Always,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So I will say that. I always say pay attention. Pay attention, pay attention, pay attention, because you got to pay attention. And that's where, Martin, when we were talking about, you know, you said your mom didn't want to send your niece or whoever to school. I'm like, no, it's just now you have to be careful. Just, you know, make sure that the kids are informed. We had to sit down with my nieces. My mom and them, they talked to my nieces the other day after this happened, and they wanted to tell them because they're like only 5 and 6. But, you know, if somebody came into the classroom or, you know, just get out the way. You have to talk to your kids now. I mean, it's crazy. You don't want to, but I think it's needed. You have to talk to your kids and kind of warn them that if something like this happened, you know, what to do. Because it's crazy, you know? So,
most definitely.
Definitely.
But
prayers
out to Connecticut. Condolences
mm-hmm.
for people's lives.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Definitely. Thank you so much, baby, for calling in.
You too. Nice talking to you. Chat with you later.
You too. Thank
bye-bye.
You. It's a lot of, what is it? What's the word? Oh, my gosh. We had, they were talking about the kids who got shot on Friday and where they got shot at and how many times they got shot.
I couldn't
honestly,
listen to that.
I don't want
to
know
couldn't
that.
Listen to
yeah,
it.
I think
couldn't
it's too much information.
That. And the thing
yeah,
is, I have a strong stomach.
Yes.
Okay, is that the bonus round? Is that signaling the bonus round?
Is that who?
But yeah, but I have a strong stomach, very strong stomach. I've seen an autopsy in person before, but I'm telling you that when you it's kids, that just puts kids have an extra place in everyone's heart.
Right.
You don't have a heart if you don't have a heart for kids. You don't have a heart.
Yeah. Exactly.
And
mm-hmm.
oh my Lord, when they start to describe, you know, the, you know, I
the,
like
the
IT channel, I like forensic files
right.
and all that stuff, but that stuff, when they start talking about that, I change the channel because I just.
Yeah, because there's no reason to talk about that. The kids are, the point that these kids were murdered is enough. We don't have to talk about how many times
the
they
details,
got shot, where they got shot.
I don't even want to see the faces of the kids. I didn't even want to see the faces. The spleen and the child was bleeding internally. And I don't know.
It's too much information for me.
That's too upsetting.
Right. I don't even want to see the faces of the kids, honestly. I can't because it really
A lot of people are posting
really
pictures of them, and I
yes.
just kind of scroll
mm-hmm.
past because it's
me
like.
Me too. Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't,
well,
I can't do that.
Well, all I can say to that is parents, aunties, grandmothers, people out there with anybody that has a loved one that's a child, just please, and you know, we have to, like, you know, just pray for your kids. You know, remember when your grandma, your back in the days when the grandmas were older, not like 30. You had a lot of grandmas who were in church or that were religious, and they prayed for the young ones. You know, we have to get back to that.
Prayer warriors.
That's right, because
yeah, they called them prayer warriors.
They were
my
protected.
Grandmother, yeah,
that's right.
My grandmother
and her
sister.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they was the moaning. They did the moaning.
Right.
You know how they do?
No, really. Yes.
And
yes.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
and I'm talking about my grandmother. She only got cable because she found out it was like 12 religious channels, and that's all she wanted.
Ooh, I can watch church all day.
Exactly. That's all she wanted cable for. She didn't want the movies.
Oh, my God.
She had no movies.
You telling
movie
me I can
channels.
Watch church all day? Oh, God.
Hey, yo, my nanny, that's what we call the nanny. Yo, my nanny house, yay, on the TV. If it wasn't something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, you better not turn it on
106 and like
Park. You better not turn it on 106 and Park, because you're going to get your hand slapped.
No, I had no chance. As a matter of fact, I was willing to help set the cable up, and I locked out all the, she didn't want to see them.
What do they call the channel? My grandma would say the worldly stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
want to
see
channel.
All that worldly stuff. Oh, my gosh. I'm done. Like, okay. Sorry. It's boring. I can't watch. You know, when you're a kid, you want to watch the you know, the kid stuff. And you got to sit there
uh-huh.
and watch all the other stuff. Like, grandma, I was in church, like, from 9 to 9.
Exactly.
You know, guys, we're going to do a sports update right now. You got a sports update for us?
Yes, we do. We have several teams that have clinched playoff spots and division titles. The Green
yes.
Bay Packers have defeated the Chicago
okay.
Bears 21-13, and they have
hey.
Clinched the playoff spot and the NFC North Division. The Houston Texans have defeated the Indianapolis Colts 29-17. They have clinched the AFC South. Cincinnati has destroyed Philadelphia. Their season's over. Looks like it's the end of the Andy Reid era, of course, 34-13.
Okay.
That happened on Thursday.
Yes.
The Atlanta Falcons have
shut out.
The Dirty Birds have shut out the New York Giants 34-0. My condolences to all the Giants fans who are shell-shocked at this point. Peyton Manning
yeah,
has done it again.
They were talking mess about the Falcons. A lot of people
they
don't believe in the Falcons.
They were talking a lot of trash. Peyton Manning has done it again. Peyton Manning has beaten the Baltimore Ravens 34-17.
Yes.
Ray did not play today.
Mm-hmm.
The Redskins beat, without RG3, who was not playing today, beat him 38-21, beat the Cleveland Browns. Miami beat Jacksonville 24-3. New Orleans beat Tampa Bay 41-0, another shutout. Unfortunately, my Rams lost to the Minnesota Vikings 36-22.
Yes.
A big day by AP, Adrian Peterson. The man is, this is a guy who is a year off from ACL
mm-hmm.
surgery.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is probably may end up possibly MVP and comeback player of the year. It's a tie between him and Peyton Manning. Both of those guys had major surgeries. I mean major surgeries. Your
right.
neck and your knee for their positions. There is
yes.
no other, you know, those that's serious business. That's career ending possibly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
these guys have come back to dominate. As
yeah,
they previously
they're doing
did,
good.
And
that's
I mean,
right.
you just have to marvel. I mean, it's like okay,
mm-hmm.
Peyton Manning can't play anymore. Yeah, right. Oh yeah, it's gonna take him a year to get back. Adrian Peterson's not gonna get back to the way he
right.
used to. No, sorry. These dudes are back, and they're playing at a high level yet again.
Right.
And that's the sports update.
That's the sports update, you guys. We got the sports update. I'm very proud of the Falcons because a lot of people were saying, well, you know, because the Falcons sometimes come in during the early part of the season and they do good, but then they kind of fall off in the middle and to the end they don't really come through. But they have been really been playing. They've been doing their thing. So I want to say shout out because I'm not really a Falcons fan. Huh?
Yeah, it's always the playoffs, though.
Never make it that far, though. Like, what we got, like 3 more weeks for football or something like that? 2 more weeks?
Two more weeks,
right. So we'll see. We'll see. They're looking okay right now. I mean, they don't look bad. So,
yeah, we shall see. We'll see what they're going to
do. We'll see. We'll definitely see. If you guys are just tuning in, we're here on the brunch. I'm in Daya Morale. I'm here with my co-host, Martin C., on Dollhouse Radio. Let me see. Oh, independent artists, make sure you turn in your music to me. Dollhouse Radio Music at gmail.com if you want to send any music in for any of our shows. Actually, I'm opening it up to not just my show, The Dollhouse, on Saturday. You can also submit music for all of our shows Monday through Sunday. Well, actually, we don't play a lot of music on Sundays. But Monday through Saturday, you can definitely submit music, and I'll pass it on to our other host for Dollhouse Radio show host. So make sure you send it to Dollhouse Radio Music at gmail.com if you want to play. If it's good, we'll definitely give you a chance. Let me see. So we had a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. We had a lot of things to talk about. Let's go to the phone lines. 404, welcome to the show. Martin, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
404.
Hi, 404. Welcome to the show. Oh, they hung up. They didn't want to talk. When you press 1, that means you want to talk. I don't know if people
know
that.
Don't be scared now. Don't be scared, people.
Do I scare people when I talk? Maybe I need to be more like, hello?
404. It might be your. It might be the person that's stealing your identity.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They might be like, oh, my gosh, that doesn't sound like that girl. I want to know what their voice sounds like. That's what I want to know. I want to know what the voice sounds like. Can anybody that talks to her? Right. One guy told me that it sounded like, well, he said she sounded whack. He was like, her whack-ass voice, because he listened to the show. He said, it does not sound like you. He said she sounded whack. That's what he said. So I don't know what whack is. Is that deep or is it like a, I don't know. I don't know. But that would be interesting to know how this person sounds. And I tried to call from my phone, but I don't want to call with my number. So I blocked my number. So, because, you know, definitely I don't want to put my real number on there, right? Then the software has my real number. So they basically never picked up the phone. I don't know if anybody else tried to call out there, but they never picked up the phone. So maybe their phone is ringing off the hook, you know? So I don't know. That's great. Yeah. Let me see. So we had a great show tonight. We have about 10 more minutes to go. We talked about a lot of things. We talked about Jamie Foxx and racism in the Hollywood. We talked about, you know what we didn't talk about? Last night, I didn't mention this on the Dollhouse show, but I had saw where, you know, Kenya Moore, Miss USA.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to give you for saying that, right? Kenya Moore, yeah. Basically, they're saying that the Walter guy, well, actually it's true because he went on, V103 right here in Atlanta, and he was saying that basically the show was fake. And that she went on there, like, you know, she asked him to play her boyfriend. So they weren't together when they were on the show. He said he went along with it because his friends advised him to just go along with the 15 minutes of fame. And he said, why not, you know? So he said he didn't understand why she kept pressing marriage because that's not what they talked about. What do you think about that? That's weird.
you know something, just messiness. And the way that, and I can only believe everything that he said because I know some guys that know him, that know this dude. I have a buddy of mine that knows my old barber knows him. This dude is legit. He's not some drama cat. He's not. This dude is legit. So I'm thinking here, Miss Kenya Moore got a bad rep anyway.
Right.
So, and then come to find out that house she in is rented, car she's in is borrowed. I heard she's like behind in a lot of her bills and a lot of her creditors.
Did she say that was her house? I thought she said, "Oh, I just bought a house here," and then I'm like, "Wait, but isn't that Walter's house? That's Walter's house, right?"
I don't even think that's Walter's house. I believe that's not Walter's house. Walter, that's not where he stays.
So that's a rented house.
My
it's
boy
rented house.
In the Walter house. You said, "Nah, that's not where he stays." So I'm thinking here, she's a fraud.
Right.
Yeah,
but
he went on the Frankie Morning show and just blew her away.
No, he did. Because she was trying to say things too about him that he was gay, trying to push around the gay allegations.
I think that's low.
That's a low blow. Because if you knew that he was gay, why were you on TV trying to marry this man that you knew was gay? So really, it makes you look stupid. Honestly, I think she has a bipolar problem. I'm very good with energies and detecting people that's a little off. I think I have just some type of ability, Martin, to be like, I should have been a counselor or some type of therapist. I think I was that person one in my lives, in my past lives. Because I'm very good on picking up like people's, how can I say, like, you know, their personalities and real quick. And Kenya comes off very bipolar-ish. She's bipolar. You can tell she's bipolar. One minute she's happy, the next minute she's off, you know. So
yeah, she's a nutty chick.
She's a little special. I wouldn't give her a gun. I definitely would not give her a gun.
Oh, no, no. She can't have a gun.
No, she can't have a gun. No guns for Kenya.
She cannot have a gun. Definitely can't have a gun. Oh, you know something, speaking of morning shows, this is, of course, for those in Northern Atlanta, the morning show is a big deal here. And an era has ended in morning show history. The Frank and Wanda morning show is off the air as of next week.
Yes.
And the King
is
has returned. The Ryan
King.
King
is going to come, right?
Yes, the Ryan King has returned. Everybody, the Ryan King, I'm speaking, of course, of Ryan Cameron. He's big time here in Atlanta. He's one of the first winners of the Comic View competition. He's been a long time.
He's taking a morning spot
from Atlanta,
right?
And he's
going to be on the
morning
spot.
Yes, he will.
He's
going to
be on
the
morning
show.
Spot, and then I think they're bringing in Big Tigger in
For the afternoon spot. He's going to take over Ryan's afternoon spot. But yeah, that is very big deal here in Atlanta. Ryan Cameron has a huge following here in Atlanta. He's from Atlanta. He does a lot of charity work here in Atlanta.
Yes.
And he's definitely well thought of here in Atlanta. I've met him a couple of times. He's cool as a fan, good people. And a lot of us are very happy to see him back on the morning show because, you know, mornings were just not the same when he was off the air.
Right. Especially if you have that favorite person, like in LA for us is Big Boy in the neighborhood.
Big Boy.
You know, I listened to him since I was in high school. You have to have those jokes.
I was listening to the Dollhouse show.
Huh? Hello?
Okay, we got somebody on the line.
Oh, I didn't know what happened. I was confused. Yeah, but definitely welcome back, Ryan Cameron. We definitely missed you. He's coming back on the morning show for V103. That's great.
We're going to hear the Chris Tucker rap soon.
And who?
Remember Chris Tucker rap. Chris Tucker is the actor, the comedian.
Yeah.
He, of course, opened the Ryan Cameron morning show for years with his famous Chris Tucker rap, and we hear that's definitely going to be back. And we wouldn't be surprised if it was Chris Tucker, who's a friend of Ryan's, if he's not on the show. So
I wouldn't
be surprised.
Well, we're here every Sunday, you guys, every Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And next week, Martin, will be our last show for before we go on our little Christmas, New Year's hiatus. And we'll be back, I think it's January the 8th or something like that.
Yep, January the 8th.
Yeah, so we'll hit you guys. We'll see you guys next week anyway, you know, if we're here because, you know, the 21st is on Friday. So we'll see. But thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you guys next week. Martin, stay on the phone. I want to do last thoughts, even though we're off air now, but it's still going to record.
Sure.
So I want to do last thoughts. Last thoughts of everything we talked about today. Go ahead. It might be the last show you ever do. I'm just saying.
You know something, I think just to, you know, to sum up everything, you know something, people be careful out there.
Yes.
Pray, hold those people that are close to you, hold them tight because
yes.
you never know
mm-hmm.
when, you know, their day is their last day or your day is your last day. For me, it's
right.
definitely hit home that don't take anything for granted. Don't take,
that's
you
right.
know, don't, you know, if you got something that you're holding against somebody, you know, go to them, make it right.
Yes,
because you
that's
never,
right.
you don't
right.
want to go hug a gravestone and say
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you
right.
know, perspective to me is just about perspective.
Right. Mhm. Mhm. I'm with you on that, and I want to say the same thing what you just said, Martin, about. I always say that don't wait until, you know, people are not here, like with the little kids that are gone. You know, you don't want to wish that you did something yesterday or 2 days ago. I think you should appreciate your loved ones, even the ones that get on your nerves. You know, call them up and let them know that you love them and,
right.
and hug your loved ones and kiss them. Definitely because tomorrow's never promised. You never know what tomorrow has in store for you because it's not promised. So that day will come. So make sure that you tell them today because I'm living today. So I need to know that you love me today, not when I die. So, you know, sometimes people wait until it's too late. I also want to say to the 20, to everybody for next Friday, the 21st people that are in fear of what's going to happen. And I want to say to you, to those people, go to God and pray. Get on your knees and pray. And you talk to God and you ask God. To just send you, just to make you feel, just, you know, at ease, and that you don't have to worry. And I promise you, if anything did happen, you still don't have nothing to worry about. If you have your stuff ready and in order with God, you should be fine. So that's what my message is. You know, get your stuff in order for every day, because it's not just about Friday. Your last day can be on Wednesday. So make sure that you have your affairs in order every day, okay? So that's my last words to everybody and my final thoughts for this Sunday, the brunch show. I love you guys so much. I love you, I love you, love you. Now, to the fake person out there that's pretending to be me, for all the guys who are still late, what can I say, Brent, Martin? It's not me.
Exactly.
It's not
Listen to the words that are coming out of her mouth.
They're coming out of my mouth. If you're
talking on Skype
to somebody, it's not me. I don't talk on Skype. I don't talk on Skype to people. I don't know. If you're communicating on, what is it, like a chat, a Yahoo or something,
ooh,
it's not me. I don't even do
Messenger,
Yahoo.
Instant Messenger, whatever.
Yeah, Instant Messenger, all that stuff, it's not me. Any X video, Y video, Mocha video, Mocha Space, it's not me. My Facebook, once again, is I Am Mika Brown. That's my only Facebook, okay? I Am Mika Brown. Put it in your search. My Twitter is at Sexy India. And Dollhouse Radio, we have a Dollhouse Radio Facebook and an India Morrell Facebook. I have a Reverb Nation page with my music. And I think I have a LinkedIn, and it's like all Dollhouse Radio stuff on there. So if you're seeing anything with adult content on it, it is not me because I don't promote adult content at all on my stuff. So thank you.
Yeah,
oh, IndiaMorrell.com. Yeah, exactly. IndiaMorrell.com. You can check out my website. Go ahead, Martin. Give your Twitter out.
Yeah, my Twitter is at BoRagsMC, and of course my Facebook is Covington1. Facebook Covington1. So you can find me on there.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, well, we love you guys so much. Be safe out there, and once again, don't worry, don't stress over what's gonna happen on Friday. Pray, have a good time, live your life the best you can every day. Don't stress about Friday. Friday is one day. That day is going to come. It's
exactly.
going to go. It's going to be Saturday. And we'll see you guys on this Sunday. On this Sunday
absolutely.
Coming up. Okay? I love
you
guys.
I'm definitely
going to
be
bye.
There. If not,
what'd
you
say?
Look for us. Yeah, I'll be here on Sunday. Otherwise, we'll be in the Dollhouse bunker sipping champagne.
We'll see y'all in our bunker. All right, you guys. We love you. Bye.
Peace. Go girl, go girl, go girl. Sex family's gonna be me. I'm on that beat. So go girl, so go girl. You bet. You bet. You bet. So go girl. You bet. You bet.
Rewind, tell me when your body's had enough. I know you like that freaky stuff, that kinky stuff, that kinky stuff. You like it rough, you get it rough. I'm riding around with that bad chick, don't try cause she get ratchet. She rolled a blind and she passed it, no fast food, just salad. She tryna watch her figure, she don't need no, she riding for me, so it don't get no realer. I don't even really gotta tell you this, cause I'm already sure that you know, you know. Every single time you go out, you show out everywhere that you go, you go. So go, girl. You bet. You bet. You bet. So go, girl. You bet. You bet. You bet.
Brown eyes with them nice lips. Red hair with them white tips. Fat ass with them wide hips. Yeah, I know that you like this. My swag is out of control. Break that purple down.
Thank you.